The Social Media Product Placement Juggernaut by Leah Burnett.
Social media is the air that celebrities breathe. No other platform can keep them so relevant in the cutthroat business of fame. But beyond satisfying their need to connect with the public, social media is also helping to fill bank accounts. To maintain their fabulous lifestyles, celebrities can turn to social media, where the world of Instagram and influencer marketing awaits. And what a lucrative world it is. So what do we know about specific rates for social media posts? Mid-level reality TV stars can earn anywhere from $1,000 to $20,000 for a brand-sponsored Instagram post. This can go as high as $50,000 for a TV sitcom star. That's a lot of money, but relatively low compared to the current crop of It Girl models who can command up to $300,000 for a single Instagram post, or an A-list actor who can receive up to $500,000. Although celebrity endorsements have been around for as long as advertising itself, their foray into social media is new territory. Traditional print and TV advertising is replete with famous faces pushing products we doubt they use or consume, but there is an understanding that we accept the falsehood because we know the game, we know they've been paid. The pseudo-ads posted as selfies on Instagram or Twitter, however, usually contain no clear indication that money has changed hands, despite the fact that in many cases it's legally required to do so. Beginning enthusiastically with OMG, the original post was liked online by hundreds of thousands of followers. There was no doubt that she had actually used the medication as it had been prescribed by her doctor. But had she included the mandatory information, it would have given the very distinct and true impression that it was a promotion. Ever mindful of her public image, she was aware this may not go down well with her followers. For her sins, she was forced to remove her gushing reviews from Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook and repost with a huge risk disclaimer. Celebrities love social media because it helps them to build some semblance of authenticity and social intimacy with fans. First, they create an image of openness and honesty with their online followers, and then they exploit it in their sponsored posts. One star, for example, recently confided that her secret to staying trim was a certain weight loss tea. A photo of her looking slim and healthy, holding a cup of the miraculous fat-melting infusion, was there for all to see. No mention was made of frequent, grueling sessions with a well-paid personal trainer. A clearly sponsored post, though honest, would have dismantled her credibility. As advertising professionals will tell you, that is exactly the goal of any ad, to sell an idea or a desirable lifestyle, and it doesn't even have to be true or attainable. The personality vouching for the product isn't even required to actually use it. All that needs to happen is for consumers to want some glamour and coolness to rub off on them. That is how advertising works. But this sneaky new form of celebrity endorsement, with its camouflaged product promotions, requires consumers to completely suspend belief in order to place their trust in someone with an agenda. As such, the language has to be just right, peppered with the kinds of casual terms friends use with each other. Celebrities swear by a new skincare product, are in love with a new coconut water, can't live without a new protein shake. The more cynical among us might question the true author of these snappy captions. Is it the paid influencer, or has the brand's marketing department come up with the text and tailored it to the target audience? Because the audience is what it's all about. Keeping it is important, but first it has to be found. So far, it's been a very successful strategy, and as long as a supply of famous faces are willing to accept cash for comments, the use of social media as a unique advertising tool won't be going away anytime soon.